Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today, Wednesday. Just glad that you've tuned into our program. With me online is Kevin Polke. Kevin is the executive director and founder of KP Counseling over in Rockford, Illinois, and also started a nonprofit back in 2016 called Shatter Our Silence. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Do you know, we are doing this over the airwaves or the phone waves or cell phone, however you want to call it. I can't see your face, Kevin. And I just warning our listeners, if we stumble a little bit, is I'm just relational. I don't know if you're smiling or frowning or any of that,
sure.
But, you know, we are enjoying just getting to know one another before we go online. Kevin, we have been talking, the topic of the week has been Shatter Our Silence, Breaking the Stigma Around Suicide. And Monday you did a wonderful job of just sharing how God opened doors and put the burden on your heart just through your personal experience. And yesterday we talked a little bit more about Shatter Our Silence, the nonprofit organization. But I want to give our audience, help them understand what some of the risk factors are, what are the warning signs. You know, they're there. And sometimes, to be frank with you, I think we can sometimes ignore them because we don't want to see them. But if our listeners are tuned in, they're probably going to be like me, sitting on the edge of the seat, wanting to know from you, who's dealt with this so much, what should I be looking for in my child, in my loved one, in myself even? I don't know if that can even be self, if they can be that self-aware. But can you share with our listeners, what are the risk factors?
So let me maybe start with this idea or give you kind of an illustration of think of like in your left, like your left hand, as far as you can go to your left, you have this side that's the lightest of light, and that's love and joy and that God space. That's the lightest of light. And then you're stretching your right hand out, and the other farthest end of the continuum is the darkest of dark. And at that is where a person may be at that point where they're suicidal, they have intent, they have a plan, and they have a means, and they're just moments or away from activating that plan. And most of us move up and down that continuum on a daily basis, but we're in the middle, moving back up and down. And we may start off a day and something changes and a coworker smiles or something happens and we move more toward that light or the other way around. But we usually stay more in the middle. And we've identified that there's these five factors that lead to being vulnerable to being farther down in that darkness. And one of those factors is sexual assault. Unfortunately, that 1 out of 4 girls have admitted that they've been sexually assaulted before the age of 18, and 1 out of 6 boys before the age of 18 have been sexually assaulted. And that usually, unfortunately, is by not stranger danger, but by someone that they know. 80% of the time, it's by someone that they know.
Mm-hmm.
That leads to one of the factors. Bullying is another factor, which is the second leading cause of suicide is bullying. Another one is body image, this perception that I'm either overweight or underweight. And then mental illness in itself, 90% of the time when a person is in that darkness and attempts to take their own life, there's some type of depression. Now, it may not be clinical depression, but it's some type of depression or mood disorder is happening at that time. And then the fifth one that we've identified is mental illness, or substance abuse.
Okay.
And that in the midst of addiction, of substance abuse, and all the horrors that happen with addiction, regardless of it's alcohol or opioids, that also leads to that darkness. And then we start looking at, and the more that those, also think of it, the more factors that a person has, if, mm-hmm. in other words, if they've been sexually assaulted, and they have body image, and they have depression, they may self-medicate with alcohol or some type of pills, and then that just compounds on them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the factors that we look at regarding at least that vulnerability of being in that darkness.
So going back to what you shared Tuesday about what brought you to this place of coming together with others and starting this nonprofit, Shatter the Silence. You shared that there were three boys in your son's class, graduating class, in a small Christian school, low attendance, it wasn't a large population, 100 students, and three of them took their life. We're going to pause and take a break, but when we come back, did you know about these factors, and did they have any of them, if you're willing to share that? Can you do that?
I definitely will give it a shot.
Okay.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem, and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Kevin Polke just before our break, the risk factors of those who are more likely to attempt or be successful at taking their life and hurting themselves to the nth degree, the farthest of just cutting their life short. The three boys, did you coached one of them, and this was, again, taking you back to that story you shared on Tuesday. Did you see any of this?
Well, at the time, when this was happening, at the time, I did not, I wasn't counseling them. They were just friends of my son. And so that I didn't know them from the standpoint of knowing their behind the scenes stories.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew them as someone who would come to our house or someone that I was coaching in the football field or just the one boy just as a young person. So I didn't know those things at the time. It was only afterwards when I was meeting with the parents, talking with the parents, I started piecing together in those particular cases what factors may have also been there and what warning signs were going on at the time. That it's kind of like I'm a really good quarterback and a really good football coach on Monday after the Sunday's, after the Detroit Bears game. I can really coach well on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
How can it help me on Sunday, you know?
Right, right. Well, so these are risk factors.
Correct.
And you brought up warning signs. So
right.
Here we may have a sophomore, a junior in high school,
right.
And they're meeting three of these risk factors.
Yep.
And they're maybe not in counseling, but their parents know about it, you know, or their school counselor, or their friend.
Yep.
What are the warning signs may not be there at all if they're managing these things, if they've been in counseling.
Correct.
But what might be some of the warning signs where they're moving more toward higher risk?
So going back to a couple of them, one of the boys in particular that I know more his story more intimately, he did have depression and substance abuse, but as his coach, I wasn't aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so in his case, even though he was getting counseling and he was doing some things to intervene with that, toward the last few months of his life, there was some significant changes in his behavior and mood swing. He was isolating himself more. He wasn't as open as he had been. He had an event that, even though he had just graduated from high school, he had an event that happened that that concerned him about his future and didn't know for sure what he wanted to do school-wise. He had mentioned things like, maybe I'd just be better off, or maybe my family would be better off if I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, that may just seem like an 18, 19-year-old person who just graduated from school, doesn't know what he wants to do in college. But in this particular case, the tipping point was that he and his girlfriend of a year and a half had just broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed to be definitely the tipping point in which he felt like he wasn't going to be able to come out of that darkness. Keeping in mind that depression was part of it, and even though it was being treated, it wasn't necessarily, we were still there. And those little signs, again, just like we're seeing afterwards, we saw more clearly later, but at the time, maybe not as clear, but now we do. When mm-hmm. someone says things like, you'd be better off if I wasn't here, I don't want to be a burden anymore, I don't think this will ever get better, those were all those are all things that we very much want to know more of what they're thinking when they say those things.
And you know, I'm tomorrow, as we close out today, but tomorrow coming up on Thursday, I'm hoping that as we talk about the risk factors, the warning signs, that you can provide our listeners with some direction on where do I go from here. I know there's some risk factors. I'm seeing some warning signs. What do I do? Can we talk about that tomorrow?
Absolutely. That's definitely how we can, together, we can come together and maybe prevent a suicide.
All right. I want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Like us on Facebook, call our office. We currently have 5 locations, 1 near you. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow to hear more on this vital topic. Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.